Welcome, Sovereign Mother, to the Trigger Decoder. This is going to be the tool for you when you are starting off on doing this. And maybe it's even going to be the tool for you when you've been doing this for a while. I know for myself, I experienced postpartum rage. I got triggered all the time when my daughter wouldn't go to sleep, when she would continuously say no to me, when there was somewhere that we'd have to be, and she just seemed to want to procrastinate. And when she would resist her sleep. And I was the mother who, I had my own temper tantrums. I slammed doors. I occasionally yelled. And I'm not proud of it. But I want you to know that if you are also in the same boat, know that there is another way. And this trigger decoder is going to give you the exact tool that I use for myself, the very simple tool that I use for myself, that took me out of a space of constantly getting triggered. And I know when I tell you it has to do with your perspective, you're probably already rolling your eyes. Maybe you've heard this already. Maybe, like myself, I was told, it's okay, it's just a phase. I know it's rough, but it's gonna get better. Or even in the moments when I would tell my loved ones, I feel like I'm missing that connection with my daughter. I feel like I don't love her the way that I want and know that I can love her, I would get back, oh, I know you love her. So I'm not going to tell you that it's just a perspective shift. No. What you're going to experience with this tool is a complete shift in a very particular part of your brain that is scanning for danger. Because when we begin to look at what's actually happening beneath the surface, when your child is crying because you say no, yelling, I hate you, refusing to get dressed, melting down after you held a boundary, and you get triggered, that is because something within you is being activated. There is a belief, a very specific belief, that is activated within you that is telling you, this is dangerous. This is meaning something about me that I don't like. And so your body goes into a beta brainwave state. And that beta brainwave state, especially if it's high beta, is all fight or flight. There is no ability to have a perspective shift. All you're seeing in that moment is my little child, who I love so dearly, is a big, huge threat to me. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to flee. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get away from this threat. And usually that shows up with yelling, with slamming doors, maybe getting aggressive. And so first off, just have compassion with yourself, because we're not meant to be perfect mothers. We're also on our own healing journey. But the reason why you decided to say yes to receiving this is because you no longer want to act out of your triggers. And so huge kudos to you. This is going to be life-changing. Now, here's what you have to understand. Your belief systems shape your whole reality. There's a particular part of your brain called the particular activating system, and its primary job is to look for anything and everything that is going to prove that the beliefs that you have are true. This is how you can end up seeing over and over and over again, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money. Look at all the ways that I don't have enough money. Or it could be, look at all the ways that my kid chooses not to listen to me, that I have no control, that I'm helpless. Look at all the ways in which I am a bad mother. What's happening is that your reticular activating system is showing you, is filtering everything else out of your experience to only show you what is currently in your belief systems. Now, you may be hearing this and thinking, oh shit, this is not what I want to believe. I want you to take any and all guilt out of this, any and all pressure out of this. I want you to feel so completely liberated, because you have the ability to reprogram your subconscious mind. This is a work that I do with my clients. This is a work that is done inside the mother frequency, which is receiving the subconscious reprogramming on your own terms, inside my Theta Healing Seminar, where you learn how to do this yourself. Your belief systems can be changed. So whatever you're currently experiencing, whatever is triggering you, just know that there is another way. And the first step is to figure out why you are triggered. What are you making it mean about yourself? Do you believe that you are being disrespected? That you're losing control? That you're a bad mother? That you've hurt them in some way? That they shouldn't feel this way? That you need to make it stop? Or that they won't love you if you hold a boundary? And these are only of the few that I have seen in my clients, but you may have your own. And a question to ask yourself is, what does this moment feel like it means about you, your child, or your relationship? Okay, so here is where we dig a little deeper. Because you are experiencing your own triggers. Your child is also learning something very, very different. They are having their own experience. And so when you detach, disentangle what you're experiencing with what your child is experiencing, it does in fact give you the advantage over your triggers. When you see your child being extremely angry, that's their anger. It belongs to them. Their disappointment belongs to them. Their frustration, their resistance, sadness, the need for space, the desire for control, it belongs to them. You do not have to remove any emotion simply because your child is having it. Because the question to ask yourself is, what might my child be experiencing or developing here? Because your child are energetic beings just like you, and they are forming belief systems about what is right and wrong in the world. They are laying somatic imprints in their body at different ages in different spaces in their body. And so these behaviors that we see as extremely triggering, it actually could be a very natural part of their development and asking you and inviting you to step up in ways that you just can't see right now because of the triggering. So here is the tool. It is one simple question. A question that you can ask yourself in those moments. A question that will take you out of that place of fight or flight. The one that will have you stop and have your reticular activating system begin to show you something a little bit different. Begin to look for evidence of a new reality. Am I responding to what my child is actually doing right now? Or to what my past taught me it means? Now just feel that. Because so much of sovereign motherhood and being the guardian of your kids' energetics, leading with authority, shifting the whole conscious collective, it requires you to do the inner work and really ask yourself, where are you still living out of your past? Because the moment you deprogram yourself from what you have made it mean, from what you picked up in your childhood, now you are liberated. You are free. You embody the sovereignty that you are wanting to teach them. Instead of acting out of those triggers in ways that continue to pass down the cycle, generation to generation. So really just sit with this. Sit and feel. And after you ask yourself that question, and you can reflect on it after a big trigger, you can do it in the moment. What does this moment actually require of you? Does it require connection? Does it require space, support? Does it require you to uphold a boundary? Maybe it's comfort and repair. Because if guilt, fear, and your history were no longer making the decision for you, how would you want to respond? How would your most sovereign self respond in those moments? Now, you don't need a perfectly crafted response here. This can be raw and real, because this is just the starting point. Once you understand why you were triggered, what belief system is coming up for you because of that experience, then you have the ability to reprogram it. This is what we do inside the mother frequency. This is what we are doing and discussing inside the lineage room. This is the power of knowing what's in your subconscious mind. So I hope you enjoy the trigger decoder. Let me know how all of that resonates with you. You can let me know inside the lineage room. You can send me an email. And know that this is just the starting point for you becoming your most sovereign, liberated, and empowered self as a mother, a cycle breaker, to create a new lineage. I love, see, and honor you.